92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman. Three Madisonians are getting recognized for values embodied by the Reverend Dr. King. Armand Jamal Eubanks is a founder of an education consulting business. Dr. Justice Castaneda is executive director of Commonwealth Development. And Gift Akari is a musician and electrical engineering freshman at UW-Madison. Last night, those three were honored with humanitarian awards at the 41st Madison Dane County MLK Day observance, which also featured keynote speaker Mark Lamont Hill, a scholar, author, and commentator.
For every person with a microphone, every person with a memory, every person with a statue, there's tens of thousands of people who organized, who struggled, who voted, who prayed, who made photocopies, who cooked, who bailed people out of jail, who stood in the gap for freedom to happen. And we got to lift those names up and those voices up and not just a single superstar.
Other speakers last night connected King's legacy to immigrant rights. Madison Mayor Santia Rhodes Conway.
It is time for us to come together as a community and learn and uphold the principles of nonviolent civil disobedience.
Those comments come as an immigrants' rights group is warning of a possible ramp-up in immigration enforcement in Wisconsin. Over the weekend, Daryl Marine, president of the Milwaukee-based Forward Latino, encouraged people not to panic but to plan. Some candidates for governor are debating what to do if ICE comes to Wisconsin. Last week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez proposed banning immigration enforcement around schools, churches, courthouses, and more. Governor Evers expressed hesitation at the idea. GOP frontrunner Tom Tiffany says ICE agents, quote, need to be able to do their job. It's that time when tax statements arrive in the mailbox and paperwork starts to add up. And this year, there's a change for retirees. State Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwak.
Anybody over the age of 67, if they have retirement income, that could be from a 401k, that could be from an IRA, it could be if they retired from Schreiber or Rockwell Automation, for a single filer, it's up to $24,000, and for a dual couple, up to $48,000 of that retirement income now will be tax exempt.
There's another change that affects just about everyone. In the last state budget, lawmakers also lowered one of Wisconsin's income tax brackets. Senator Howard Markline, a Republican from Spring Green and a co-chair of the state's budget writing committee.
Also, the second tax bracket, we lowered that rate by almost 1%. So these are everybody that works basically is in that second tax bracket. Even if you make $200,000 a year, you go through that bracket anyways.
While income taxes are ticking down, property tax bills are growing. They're the highest they've been since 2018, according to an analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It's driven by an increase in student spending and voter referendums. While state spending on education has remained mostly flat, new estimates show Wisconsin could end the budget cycle with roughly $2.5 billion left over, driven by stronger than expected tax collections. Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee are warning against committing that savings to ongoing spending. The governor and Democratic lawmakers, though, say the surplus should be used to ease costs for Wisconsinites, including on property tax relief. I'm Shali Pittman, 92.7 WMDX News.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah's going through right now, like it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 127-21 NBA. The Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta, 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence, 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the mid-teens. Scattered flurries and snow showers tonight and tomorrow. Winter weather advisory for 2 to 4 inches. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, low 20s and breezy. Bitter cold temperatures return for the rest of the week.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.